Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We are on Daf Tes Zayin at the Mishnah. Pigel bekometz velo b'levona. If someone commits pigel on the kometz, but not the levona, what does that mean? So Rashi says, b'haktaras kometz, while he was burning the kemitza, chishev al hashirayim. He was thinking, I'm going to eat the shirayim at the wrong place at the wrong time, while he's burning the kometz. Now, by the way, there's another part to every mincha, not every mincha, most minchas, which is the levona. Right. He wasn't thinking about the levona. So, or belevona v'lova kometz, or when he was burning the levona, not the kometz, he was dreaming about eating the shirayim at the wrong place at the wrong time. Meir Omer pickle. That's pickle. V'chayav and olav kares. And you chayav kares for that. Why? Because Reb Meir Shita is, you could do pigel with a chatimatir. Right. There's two parts to a mincha. The kometz and the levona. Yeah, according to Reb Meir, you need pigel only by either of them. Okay? V'chacham omrim, ein bo kares ad shiyafagel b'chol hamatir. There's no pigel unless you have pigel thoughts by an entire matir. That means the kemitza and the lavona.
You mean burning of the kemitza?
Haktaras kometz. Yeah. Yes.
So you burn the kometz, you have the machshava pigel, and then you burn the lavona and have the same machshava? One continuous thing?
Yes. That's a chacham. Meir says either one. Okay? Umodim chachamim l'Reb Meir, but the chachamim agree with Reb Meir. The minchas chote is a mincha because somebody swore falsely, or he was tamei and he went to the Beis Hamikdash, and he's not poor, not a rich man, so he's going to bring a mincha, or minchas kinos, or a sot mincha. She'im pigel b'komet shu pigel. There is no levona by these karbanos. V'chayav and alav kares shakomet hu amatir. The komet is the matir. There's no levona. There's only kemitza. Those kavanos don't have levona. So therefore, all you have is a kemitza, and you're good to go. So if you have a pigle thought by that kemitza, you're chayiv, and then you eat it, you're chayiv kares.
Okay. Not really an argument against them.
What?
It's not really an argument against them.
No, he's just saying, and I agree with you. I agree, because there's no chatzimatir.
Right,
exactly. Shachat, listen to this. Back to the Shavuos kavanos.
Well, that was a nice respite.
It's like one day, there's no mitzvos even on Shavuos, and the Gemara spends 10 blot about pigel on Shavuos, right?
Which never happened.
Yesterday, I was getting ready to come here to the daf, so my son says to me, is the daf more about pigel? I said, yeah. So my little one says, what's pigel? I said, she's so innocent. I can't even explain to you what it is. I can't even tell you what that is. What's pigel? What?
Yeah,
exactly. If somebody shechted one of the sheep of Shavuos, lechol beiz chalos l'machar, with the mind of eating both chalos at the wrong time, l'machar, or hikter echad min abazichin, or he burned one of the spoons of the shulchan on Shabbos. Of Lavona, Lechol Beis Sidarim Lamachar, with the intention of eating both Sidarim, all 12 loaves, Lamachar on Sunday, the wrong time. Reb Meir says, Pigel, that's Pigel. V'chayavan alav kares. V'chacham omrim, ein bo kares ad shiyafagel b'chol hamatir. It's not Pigel until you have all of it. What's all of it? All the bazichin and both animals.
Right.
Same exact thing. Shachat, listen to this one. Shachat echad min akvasim. If he shechted one of the sheep, lechol mimenu l'machar, right? Lechol mimenu l'machar, to eat of it tomorrow. Hu pigel, then that's pigel. V'chaveiro, kosher. But the other one is kosher. Remember yesterday we said, what does the other one mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it mean the other sheep, or does it mean the bread?
Bread, right.
But we didn't know what it meant, right? Lechel.
Now you just figured it out.
Lechel mechavero lemachar. But if you shecht, that's why it must be in the sheep. You shecht sheep A, and you have piggle thoughts on sheep B, shneim ksherim. They're both kosher. Why are they both kosher? Why?
Both
it's like me shechting an animal for Reuven and having piggle thoughts on Shimon.
Right.
Nothing to do with each other. No sheiches. Therefore, they're both kosher. Okay? Got it?
Yeah.
So in the first case, what happens if he makes piggle on the same sheep? So that's piggle, the other one's not. So you just don't eat that?
What do you mean? That yes, correct. So yesterday, Mr. Freud actually asked me, do you have to do the carbon again? And I said I didn't know.
Right.
I still don't know.
Probably yes.
I don't know, because...
And you change it, by the way, because instead of it's kosher, that means probably...
Right.
So it's pickle.
What would be wrong with doing the carbon again?
Obviously, you don't eat it. If you don't eat it, it's not...
If you don't eat it, you don't get curries.
Right, exactly.
Correct.
Right.
What's the downside if you don't do it, if you do it one, you still got to do the carbon... So you'd have to do it again?
Right, so the carbon, if I have to do it, the question was the breads. If you can't eat the breads, you have to be in the carbonates again. That I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
On 3 days, and it's the same one question. It's half a mile away.
I know.
It is.
I know. It's amazing.
Every way you can say the same exact question.
Now the Gemara really is going to say your idea. Omar Rav. Says Rav. This machlokas about a chatzi matir. Machlokes is shenasan as hakometz b'shtika. When the guy did kemitza, he put the kemitza on the mizbeach, right? What was he thinking about? He was thinking about nothing.
Nothing.
Just doing his job like a robot. V'esha levona b'machshava. But when he did levona, then he had a machshava thought. That's a machlokes. Okay? Because it's a chatzi matir.
Right.
And does a chatzi matir make piggle? Rameir says yes. Chacham say no. But... listen to this. Avol nosin hakometz b'machshava. The kemitza comes first. He did a kemitza with a bad thought, a piggle thought. Ves halavona b'shtika, and lavona he did stam like a robot. Divya hakol pasul. Piggle. Even the Chacham would agree that's piggle. Why? Why is it piggle? Because he already started it with the shekel. Shekel ha'osei al das rishonu hu osei. Because whenever you act, whenever you're continuing to act, it goes by your first. Kavana.
Right.
And therefore, the Kavana, you're charged with Kavana through and through, and therefore it's piggle. Okay? Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says no. What kind of thing is that? I tell you the truth. Nobody, that doesn't apply to anybody. If somebody has Kavana for the first bracha of Shmuel Esrei, that means they have Kavana throughout Shmuel Esrei? Of course not.
No.
And the other way around. Of course not. Shmuel Omar, Adayin Hei Machlok, still a Machlok is about that case.
No, the other way around is the problem. You started off bad. You can't make it back to starting to make it good again.
No.
If you started off good, you can mess it up.
Right. No, but we said we started off bad, and then stam.
No. But once you started off bad, you already messed it up.
Okay, so as a Rav says, and Shmuel says, no, it's still a machlokas. You start off bad, you have to have mamish thoughts, not just power of thoughts, or just empty, right? No. Now, Yosef Rava, the Karma Laha Shmaitza. Rava was sitting there, and he heard the following vart. Heard the following discussion, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, about the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Eitzvei Ravacha bar Rav, Huna l'Rava. Ravacha bar Huna asked Rav the following question. Okay? B'med devar mamurim, when do we say these words? What words? When do we say these words, right? That if you have a piggle thought by kemitza, it messes up the carbon, right? That's only... by the following avodos, b'kmita, b'matan kli, okay, kmita, matan kli, and b'hiluch.
What's love?
What?
What's love?
The haktara. Avobolo la haktara, but when you come to the base, what's kmita? Kmita means you take the kmita full out of the bowl.
Right.
Nasam b'kli means you put it into a different kli. Then hiluch means you walk it toward the bizbeach to burn it there.
Right.
Good. But if you're coming to do the burning of the kemitza on the mizbeach, nothing as a komech b'shtika. And then you do the kemitza b'shtika. What are you dreaming about? Nothing. You're tired. You're just doing your job like a robot.
Right.
But the Lavona, you already have a pigle foot.
Which comes after.
Right? Or, es ha-komet b'machshava, ves ha-lavona b'shtika. Right? R'meir omer pigle, v'chayavan alav kares. Why? Because a chatzi matter is a problem. V'chacham omer, ein bo kares, ad shi'yifagal b'chal ha-mater. No, you need a full mater. K'toni miyaz, anyway, we just said, nothing as ha-komet b'machshava, v'chalavona b'shtika, u'pligi. They're still arguing in that case. Rav said there's no argument anymore. Why? Because as Mati said, once you have the thought, it goes throughout. But if that's not, but we have a bright, that's not true. They're still arguing in that issue. Like Shmuel said, they're still arguing. So the Gemara answers, so it's a kash on Rav, right? Rav said that when you have a machshava thought, bad thought starting off with bad, you can't make it good. But the bright said that according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim would agree that that's already a problem. Right? But this Bryce said it's not true. They still argue. They still said no. It's still a chatzi matir. What's going on?
When was it that the mitzvah matan clear the hiluch? I mean, either one, there's a pickle in one of those steps.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that considered chatzi matir? The mitzvah alone. Isn't there other things you have to do also? Why is mitzvah just doing?
Because I think because
those items.
Rashi. Someone asked that question. I saw that question because. Because that's an avoda in itself.
Exactly.
An avoda in itself.
We had this spot in the last Gemara.
Correct.
Because of the Kabbalahs, how the...
Correct. And on Ahmed Bezi, the Gemara is going to ask your question. I think the Gemara is going to answer your question. With Shechita and Zrika.
Yep. That's what we
have.
Right.
Two different avodas, but right. It's one carbon.
Right.
So can you have a pigle like that? We're going to ask that question. That's not called a chatzi matar, it's called a chatzi avoda. It's called a kmita, putting the kmita in the kli is an avoda. Yeah. He's not finished. Shechita is also an avoda, you're not finished.
Like Taro was saying that it's two. You need two things for your Taro.
Correct.
Not just two halves.
Correct.
So you tell me in any of those places, if you stop,
correct.
You messed up the whole carbon.
Correct.
Right. But Taro was saying you have to do both. Burning mincha, burning the kmitza, and right. Burning the
lemon. So what do you see from here? They're still arguing on this case. So Ema is a very you know, dochic answer. Ema, say like this. Ukvar nasas halavona b'shtika meikara. No, he already did a Lavona Bishtika. So really, this Bryson would agree, that Racham would agree, that if you do start off with the Machshava bad, and then you do the Lavona Parav, it's still bad.
Right.
What's the case over here? We left it out. That you did the Lavona first with a Stam Machshava. So therefore, you were spacing out. Therefore, you only have a half a Matir. He agrees it's not a problem. That you must give an answer like that. So shtei tshuvas b'davar. First, there's two problems with that. First of all, chada hainu kamaisa. First of all, that's the first case. The first case was when you started off parav and then you went bad. So now you think the second case is the same thing as the first case? There were two cases. One, you started off parav and ended off bad. And the second case was you started off bad and ended off parav. And we said they argue in both. Right? So I say, no. The second case was you started off parav and then ended off bad. The same thing. It's not only one case. The ode also, Tanya, achar kach. It says afterwards.
Can't change that.
So, how could it be that you start off bad, then have a power of thought, and the chachamim don't have a problem with that? It's not pigle. Why is it not pigle? They must hold like Shmuel, against Rav. Tirgum of Chanina, the Beis Deos. No, the answer is there were two different kahanim. There were two different kahanim. One kohen did the kemitza, and one kohen did the lavona. The guy who did the kemitza had a bad thought. The guy who did the lavona didn't. So you can't combine the two people. When do we say the machshava carries through? You start off bad. We say it's bad throughout. One guy, right? One guy. But if it's two different kohanim, one did the kemitza with a bad machshava, and the other kohen did the lavona with no machshava. So what's that? Going to carry through? Going to transfer to the other guy? No. Sif chased the chachamim, no pigle there, only chatzi matir. Right? Rav and Shmuel were talking about one guy. This price talking about two people, not a kash at all.
How did Rav Meir say with the Yichayim? How is a pigle on that?
Because it's a chatzi matir. So what? It's a chatzi matir. One did the dam. So whatever. One did one thing. Yeah. Whichever one he did, it's a chatzi matir. Your problems. That's why he holds that.
Same question.
Right. So if who eats it, it's pigle. anybody, whoever's allowed, just that guy.
Whoever, anybody's allowed to eat it. Anybody's allowed to eat it. Could be all the kahanim, so Baal. Right. You hear? Now the Gemara is going to ask the same exact case, but we're talking about now in Yom Kippur with the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol, you can't give an answer to these two different guys. Two Kohanim Gadolim? No such thing. So how's this going to make sense? That's the Gemara's question now. Toshma, Babed Devar Mamurim. When do we say this din? Right? That what? When do we say this din? That if you have a machshava of pigol, right? So on Yom Kippur, they sprinkle down 43 times. Right? And what if you have a pigol thought by one of those 43? So that's called a chatzimater. Right? It's a chatzimater. It's not all 43. Only one of the 43 had a pigol thought. But not by the other 42. So what is that? It's a chatzimater. Chatzimater doesn't mean half. It means any part.
Yeah, but he's not eating on Yom Kippur.
What?
He's not eating it. How is
the
child
eating? Burning it. What is it like burning it?
Right.
As long as it's bechitz. Yeah.
I know, but is pigol only thing. If you eat it? You have chayav karis if you eat it.
No, we had that question before.
When are you chayav? What's the pigol there?
Pickle,
there's no eating.
If the
mizbeach, it could be the mizbeach. Yeah. I'm going to sprinkle it tomorrow.
The mizbeach eats the same thing.
So what do you chayav karis when who's chayav karis?
You have to eat it. So maybe eat the karbanos of
Yom Kippur.
Didn't they?
We had that before. If you have the mizbeach, it's consumed. Yeah. It's considered consumed.
Yeah.
You or the mizbeach is the same thing. So when it's time when it gets burnt up, that's when you chayav pigol.
So now, right. He's right. Now, when do we say that you can be chayav pigol on partial sprinklings on Yom Kippur? When do we say that? B'damim hanitanin al mizbeach achiton. Only on the outer mizbeach. Avol b'damim hanitanin al mizbeach apnimi, but on the inner mizbeach, kigon, mem gimel shoma kippurim, the 43 of Yom Kippur. Why is it 43? Because there's a cat, there's a sheep, there's a goat, and a cow, a par, right? A goat and a par. And each one of those has eight. Seven above, seven, right? Seven and one, at 16. Then you, it gets to 43. Trust me, it's 43. I got something to go through. Yeah? Or, v'achas asa shal par kor na Mashiach, or there's 11, 7 and 4, of a par of the Kohen who made a mistake. V'achas asre shal par halam davar shal tibur, or the 11 of a par halam davar shal tibur when Klai Yisrael made a mistake. There are 11 sprinklings. 7 on the parochas and then 4 on the Mizbeach. Pigel ben Rishona ben Shnia ben Shalishas. If you had a pigol thought on the between the first set, the second set, or the third set, on Yom Kippur there's three sets. On the other, there's only two sets. What are the three sets? The par, the seir, and then combined. So it's three sets. First you do the par, then you sprinkle the seir, then you combine the dam and sprinkle both. Right? Remeir omer pigol. Zachelvon of kares. Remeir says pigol on any set. Why? Chatzimater. Vechachamam omer. Ein bo kares, no. Adji yifagel, b'chol hamater. You have to have pigol throughout, all 43. Why? Because he doesn't hold from chatzim hamater. Right? Katani.
Are they connected though? Why are they connected?
Because they're connected. They're connected and they're not connected. Right? So katani miya. Anyway, what did we just say? Pigol bein berishona. Whether the first set, remember what the sets are. One's the par, one's the seir, and then the third set is combined. So, Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishis, whether it's the first, or the second, or the third, which means, if you have a bad thought by only the first, and not the second, and not the third, according to Meir, it's pigol. Right. According to Chacham, it's not pigol. Why don't we say, the Rav said that, wait a minute, if pigol thought in the beginning, it carries throughout, we don't say that. Upligi, they're still arguing about that. Right? They're still arguing about that. Right? We don't say that the Shlishi and the Sheni is Aldas Mishona. We don't say that. V'chite mahachanai b'shtei deos. You want to tell me it's two kahanim gedolim? That what happened? One Kohen Gadol died. The second came to take over. So there's a whole machlokas now. Does the second Kohen Gadol start from the beginning? Or does he take over where the first Kohen Gadol left off? Kohen Gadol's middle of sprinkling drops dead to Kohen Gadol. So the second one comes up, does he have to start over? That's a machlokas. If he has to start over, then it's not shtei deos, because he's starting over. If he can continue, then you have a shtei deos issue. So, Tani chalaman damar, Right, Rashi says, listen to this Rashi, B'shtei Deos, Shemes Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol died, or Ira Bokeri. He became a Balkeri, in the middle of the Zavod, he became a Balkeri, La'achar Hazaz, the Bein Abadim. Right, after he did some of the Avodah in the Kodesh Kedoshim, V'shimesh Achar Tachtav, V'hiza Behechel. So the second guy came along, the Kohen Gadol on deck, he came along to finish up. The Lekel and Amar, Das Rishona Osei. So there's no Shtei Deos. You can't say Das Rishona by two different people. That's the case. So Beta Meriah Machlokas. Honi Chalamanda Amar Bapar Ve'efa Vafilu B'damo Shal Par. That only makes sense if he's going to continue where the first Kohen Gadol left off. Elamanda Amar Bapar V'lom B'damo Shal Par. My Lekel and Amar. But if the second Kohen Gadol starts over from the beginning, because he's a new Kohen Gadol, he's starting over from the beginning, you're never going to have a case of Shtei Deos. You're never going to have that. It's impossible. Because the same Kohen Gadol. You're never going to have that. Right? So how could it be that there's a brisa here that goes against Rav? Rav said, Al Das Rishona, not true. What did the brisa say? Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Rishona, either one. So Amar Rava...
This whole truth, his wife died also, because it says by...
He has to have a wife.
He has to have a wife.
I don't know. It's a good question. No, then we'll give him another wife.
They gave him another wife already.
It's the first Mishnah, right? They gave him another wife.
Another wife already, yeah.
Amar Rava, Hachma Yiskinon. So the case is like this. Kagon, this is what he did. Shepigel B'Rishona. During the first Avodah, he had Pigel thoughts. Then V'Shasak B'Shnia. Then by the second one, he was spacing out. Then V'Pigel B'Shlishas. Then by the third one, he had Pigel again. Da'amri, Da'amrinon. If you always follow Das Rishona, so mihadar piguli b'shlishis lamali. Why did he have to have a pigul thought by the third one? Why did he have to? Right? What?
He spent a week preparing this guy for the above.
So therefore, it's a chatimatir. And therefore, the chacham say, you're not chayiv.
The whole week, they sequester the guys, and he can
botch up everything.
You've been making the assumption that this actually happened. You keep making that assumption. This never happened.
Such an innocent question. What's Piggle? Such an innocent question. What's Piggle? Such an innocent question. I said when the Kohen has bad thoughts, when he does the Avodah. That's what I told him. It's true, but it's, you know...
But it's really...
It's so incomplete.
It's not a bad thought, by the way. Would you rather me ask you why you're sky blue? It's not a bad thought. It's just improbable.
Exactly. Maskel Varavashi. One second. Midi Shatzakatani? Doesn't say he was quiet. You're reading too many words into the brisa. El Amar Ravashi, Hacha Ma'iskina. Give you a different answer. Kigon Shek Pigal B'Rishona U'B'Shnia U'B'Shlishas. No, he had Pigal thoughts by each one. Da'aminon. If he had Pigal thoughts throughout, then Mahade Pigul B'Shnia Lamali. Why do you have to say that? Right? Why do you have to say that? Right? So therefore it must be, it wasn't Al Das Rishona. It was individual thoughts. Bain Katani. One second, it says Bain. Bain Rishona, Bain Bishlis, Bain Bishlis. Rashi says, Mashma, Achas below Bishtayim. Right, okay, Kasha, that's a Kasha. Okay. Now, Amar Mar, Remeir Omer, Pigle, the Chevenel of Kares. You can have a Pigle by a Chatimatir and your Chayiv Kares. Right? Even by one set on Yom Kippur. Michti, Kares lo Machayiv, Ad, listen to this. Kares lo mechayev ad sheyekrivenu kol hamatirin. But you're not chayev kares until everything else you do has to be perfect. Right? To Amar Mar, yirtze karatzaz kosher kachatzaz pasal. Ma hatzaz kosher ad sheyakiv kol hamatirin, af hatzaz pasal ad sheyakiv kol hamatirin. But one second. V'hai, and over here, kiven dechashiv ba bifnim pasle. Once you have a pivotal thought, you passed the carbon. Kimidi dvehechel maya ba'amahu dekamadi. Madi means to sprinkle. The dalet and the zayin switch. So madi means to sprinkle. Madi means to sprinkle. So what, like zahav in Hebrew is gold, and in Aramaic it's called dahav. Right, the zayin and the dalet switch. So maya ba'amahu dekamadi. You're only sprinkling water. What's the Gemara asking? How could you tell me that this pigle by part of the sprinkling, right? But then apostles, the rest of the carbon. So how could you ever have pigle? Ask Rashi, how could you ever have pigle? Right? Ask Rashi.
Yeah, I agree with that part.
It's first skinny line. Vikasha, ikasha. So you can ask me the following question. Bikomates, vishokhet nami, lema delo pigle. There can never be pigle. Why? What? Once you have the pigle thought by shchita, it ruins the carbon.
That's pigle itself.
Oh, 1 second. Bechi chashiv, bekabala. They take that. Ifsil, kizar, ifsil. Ready the carbon's ruined. Kotsu kizarak, when you sprinkle, mayiba almazarak. You sprinkle it, it's like water. It's not a carbon anymore. How could you ever have pigle?
But that was Robin Schwartz's original question over here. Page ago.
No, that was Chatzi Matir. Now the Gemara has another question. The Gemara is asking,
once how, you start, it messes everything up.
Right. So we said, but the rest of it has to be perfect. Says the Gemara, what do you mean perfect? Once you have pigle thoughts on some of the on the par, how could you have par and sair together? Don't think it's ruined.
Right.
So says Rashi, but then every pigle's like that.
Every
carbon's like that. So says Rashi, no, lav pirach, that's not a kasha. The hasam osu avoda shepigelba. Nasis kula biktushasa. In other words, when you do pigle by shchita, there's still three avodas to go. Those avodas have nothing to do with the shchita. So you can have a pigle thought by the shchita, and you can still do halacha and kabbalah and zrika good. That's not a kasha. Here it's the same sprinkling. Just what happens to be, we have two animals, and we sprinkle three times, one, two, and then combine 43 times. That's the Gemara's kasha. By a regular carbon, there's no kasha, says Rashi. Because each avoda is indistinct. But here, it's the same avoda three times. You don't have any carbon like that. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, not going to like this answer, Amar Rabba, Mishkachas La, first the Gemara gives a very crazy answer, Mishkachas La, Ba'arba Parim, Ba'arba Se'irim, with four goats, and four sheep. That's how can you have pigle? How can you have pigle and continue the avoda? That's what the Gemara is asking. How can you have pigle and continue the avoda? Right? Because once you have pigle, the avoda is ruined. How could you do that? So Rashi says, what about every carbon? Every carbon is not a kasha. Every carbon, the shechita and the rest of the avodas are not the same. But over here, how could you ever do that? So the Gemara answers, you have four avodas, four animals. Of four animals, says Rashi, par v'seir panim. You have a pigle thought, you bring a par, you bring a seir, as Yossi said, he sequesters for 7 days, learning all the halachas, he gets onto the stage, right away pigle, boom, pigle. V'nishpach adam. But you know what happened? He couldn't continue the avoda, because he spilled the dam on the floor. So he's got to bring a new carbon now, new animals, and start over. Right? And Rashi's going to say, by a kohen dying, there's a machlokas if he start over. But if the blood spilled and I can't continue, there's no machlokas. Everyone holds you have to start over if they get a new animal now. So, v'nishpach adam la'achazos panim, v'hevi parvasir echad l'heichol, v'echad l'smidbeach l'sheva hazos. And then you bring another animal for the seven, and then again, pigle, and then the blood spilled again, and then you brought another animal, and the blood spilled again. Four times you do this. V'chen l'kronos, t'chol echad k'evam atirin d'akulim k'sherim. Each one that you brought was considered a separate avoda because he spilled the dung, it couldn't continue. So that's how you have a crazy way of having kashrus yet pigle. You hear this?
What's the bottom line on this?
Vein tzarach la'achzir l'hazos min hashnei ha'parim u'malkum shepatzak hu'matzil k'divin b'shak l'zimu perichot zilo. You continue where you left off before, just with a different animal. You don't start over from the beginning, as Rashi. You don't start over from the beginning. Like if a Kohen Gadol died, I'm going to focus about that. You start over from the beginning. Here, you don't start over from the beginning. Just continue. You need new animals.
But the last thing he had was a pigle thought. So the whole thing should be
no. But then the blood spilled. So you never did more avoda with this animal.
Yes. Oh, so you got to think of, so now you take a whole new animal.
And then you pigle again. Right. Blood spilled again. You did it four times.
It'd be a real schlamazel.
A very big schlamazel. It's a very, very, very crazy case. That's how you can have continuing the avoda, and yet there's still pigle. That's how you can have that case. Rava Amar, no, come on. Afilu Tema, Rava Amar, Afilu Tema, Bepar, Where am I? Afilu tein bapar echad v'sir echad. You can even have one animal. And the answer is, you're not going to like this answer, lifagule merate. For purposes of pigle, we view the animal, the carbon, as if it's valid. For purposes of pigle only. Rashi says, le'inyin kihain chashuvos shel yotze midei pigle. For purposes of pigle, we view the animal, the carbon, as if it's valid.
So
you can get pigle.
So up until here, we should tear out all the pages of the Gemara.
Only if he eats it.
Only if he eats it.
Start over again.
If it's possible, how can he eat it anyway?
He's not eating it. I don't care for elephant.
Right.
If he would have given this tarot on top page, we'd be done.
And now the technical question. I born Vishlosh, you tell me it's 43. I born Tanya, I born Vesheva. Another Bryce said 47. So lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, 43, kandava ma'arvin lekronos. Did you combine the se'ir and the par for applying it on the four corners of the little mizbeach? That's 43. If you hold, you don't combine, then you have four more, so it's 47. So ha, kandava ma'arvin. 47 says you don't do that. I have a tanya, I have mishmona. Some say even 48. What's the 48? What's the last one? Lo kasha. Ha, kandava Shirayim Akvin. Then you must pour Shirayim down the Yisod of the Mizbeach Achitzon. That's called the 48th. Ha demand Amar Shirayim Lo Akvin. That's not Ma'akev. So therefore, it's not Ma'akev. So that doesn't count. I have to do that. That was only 47.
Quick question. A pigle thought on the Shechita, a regular cover, Shechita and Zrika. Is that considered pigle? Because
Ibayalahu. Pigle b'holacha mahu. What if you have pigle b'holacha? What's pigle b'holacha? While you're walking the dam from the place of the shechita to the mizbeach, you have a pigle thought, right?
The question is, how do you do that?
I'm sorry, the kemitza.
Yeah.
Pigle b'holacha mahu. What's the holacha?
Walking with the kemitza?
Yeah.
You put it right in the bowl, you're about to walk it.
Yeah, walking with the kemitza.
So what do you say? I'm walking it, but I'm going to walk it tomorrow?
No, you're going to...
No, I'm going to eat it tomorrow.
You can eat it, you can eat a shrine tomorrow.
That's so you're walking, you say, I'm going to eat the shirayim tomorrow.
Exactly.
Now, what's the case? The case is, pigel b'holacha mahu. Says Rashi, mi havi chatzi avoda. Is that a chatzi avoda? Where's the levona? The levona also has to be walked over here. Where's the levona? Upligi rabbanan achi yipagel b'chol amatir kloma af b'holachas levona. Oh, they don't argue. We're going to answer your question. Amar V'Yochanan, holacha k'kmitza. The holacha is just like the k'mitza. What does that mean? Pigle. V'Rish Lakish Amar, holacha k'aktara. The holacha is like the aktara, and therefore, and according to the Chachamim, it's not pigle until you do a full matir. You have to burn the levona also. Holacha is the same thing. B'Shlomo L'Rish Lakish, ikanami holacha de levona. So the Rish Lakish makes sense. Where's the levona? El Rabbi Yochanan, my time. Where's the Lamona? How can he say that? Amar Rava, Ksav Rabbi Yochanan, listen to this. Kol avoda, she'eno materes, any avoda that doesn't matter anything, right? In other words, it's not ma'akiv. If I don't have a halacha, it's still a good fit. If I do the kemitza mamash at the base of the mizbeach, I don't need halacha. So therefore, it's counterintuitive now. Avoda chashuvihi, it's such a chashuva avoda that I don't even need it. It's such a chashuva avoda, lefag alev b'fnei atzma, and I can do pigle by itself. I don't need the other levona. I don't need the other matzirs. You hear this?
That is
counterintuitive, for sure. Rashi explained, deleka lemeimar achi pagal chal hamatir. I don't need the other matir. The halav matiru, because it's not a matir. You hear that? The aim koach acheres la'akev. Nothing else can be ma'akev.
Said that once, but the same
one
with Shechita also.
Oh, Amalei Abaya, Hare Shechita, 1 minute. Shechita, Echem min HaKvasim, if you shech one of the sheep, the Avodah She'enu Matirta, that's not a Matir. Why? Because he's the other one. Upligi, they're still having an argument about that. Ditnan, Shechet Echem min HaKvasim, if someone checks one of the Kvasim, Lechol Shtei Chalos L'machar, to eat the two Chalos tomorrow, Hikter Echem min HaBazikin, if you only burn one of the spoons, Lechol shnei sedorim l'machar, Rebbeir omer pigle. It's still pigle. V'chevel of kares, v'chom eru kares, adchi yifagel b'chol amatir. Right? So even though shechita, which is not an avoda that matirs, they still hold this. Rebbeir still holds that. So, amalei, so he gave back the following answer. Mi savarta lechem betaner kadosh? Do you think that the lechem, putting the lechem in the oven, is what makes the carbon lechem betaner kadosh? No. Shchitas kivasim mikadshalei. The shchita of the animal is mikadesh the bread. Right? And there is no kedusha at all before the shchita. V'habal l'kadesh kiva l'hatir dami. That the avoda that I'm making this kodesh thing, by shechting the animal, I'm allowing the bread, right? That's considered a distinct avoda. Okay? Therefore, in order to mafagel the bread, I need both animals. Yeah. So, in other words, this has nothing to do with chatzi maters. This is a separate inyan now. How the bread gets pigle has to do with shechting both animals. Not because of chatzi maters, a different reason. Okay. Moshe v'Shini bar Ashi. Acherim omrim. So, on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, you have to be in the Korban Pesach, yeah? What if you have people, you have in mind people that are not eating from the Korban Pesach? Like, people don't have bismillahs. And you had them in mind in your chabura. So, that's not really right, right?
No, it's a non-starter. Really.
What's one second? Hikdim, mulim, la'arelim. If you have in mind all the people with bismillahs, and then you throw in the people that don't have bismillahs, kasha, that's kasha. Why? Because you started off with a good thought. Hikdim, arelim, lamulim. But if you have in mind the arelim before the lamulim, puzzle. It's puzzle. Why is it puzzle?
Bad thought.
For Kaimalan, we explained the Bechatimata Paliki. They're arguing about our friend, the Chatimater. That's what they're arguing about. The Chatimater. Right? And what do you see from here? Right? It's an avoda that's not Mater anything. And also, it doesn't be Kodesh anything. And they're still arguing by Shechita. So Amalei, Misavarta Dam Betavra Behema Kodesh? No. You think that the Dam... Why is the dam of the Korban Pesach, why is it Kodesh? Dam sakin mekadjale. The dam of the knife, the dam of the shchita, when you do shchita, you make the dam special. Fabala kadesh, kabala hatadami. Same answer. That the shchita is what's mekadesh it, and therefore, it's not a raya that to the chachamim that on an avoda that's not matir, a chatzi matir will make a pickle. Not a raya like that. Okay, next. Toshma. Where am I? Toshma. When do we say, we said this in Amar Aleph, that if you have pigle by a kmitza, your mufagel, by kmitza, by pigle, matan kli, ubi hiluch, walking on. My lav hiluch da haktara? What do you mean walking? Doesn't it mean you're walking to go ahead and burn the kmitza? And what do you see from here? With what about the Lavona? Answer, I don't need the Lavona. Blow, no. He looked the matan kli. No, it's the walking of putting it into the kli. Ihachi, the matan kli will be hiluch, the hiluch will be matan kli, so it's out of order. So Gemara said, okay, holo kasha, the tani hachi, so change the order. Bolo lahaktara. Then it says, bolo lahaktara? That doesn't make sense. Bolo lahalacham yibayale. It should have said, you're going to walk with it. You're not doing haktara now because you don't have the Lavoni here. Hello, Kasha. No, you're going to halacha, the Torah, haktara, he carried the haktara. I'm going to eventually do haktara. So I'm calling it out of that now, even though it's too early. Elanosan has a comments pishtika. But it says if you put that comments pishtika, he looked me by a lay. It should have said he looked mishtika. Okay, Kasha. You're right, that's a Kasha on that. That's a Kasha on that. Okay, next. Hiktir shumshum. If somebody did haktara of a minuscule amount of the kmita. Lechol shumshum, lechol shumshum, with a thought of eating the shirayim, a minute amount of the shirayim, at the wrong time. Ad shekala komets kulo. And you do this 1,000 times, so you end up with a kizayis.
Right.
You hear this? Rav Chisler from Nuna from Sheshes. It's a three-way machlokas. Chadam a pigle, chadam a puzzle, chadam a kosher. Lamanda amar pigle is kerbeir, it's a chatzimater. Manda amar puzzle, kerbanon. And I'm a kosher. Who says kosher? That's Kerebi. That's our good friend Rebbe that said that when you have pigle by a chatzimater, it's kosher. The Chacham said it's possible, but it's not pigle. Right. Rebbe said it's even kosher. So therefore, the fear of machlokas. So now the Gemara says, Mimai, who said that that machlokas turns into that machlokas? Dilma, ad kan lo kamer meir hasam. When did the mayor say his din that pigles by a chatzimater? Ela dechishe bishuro. At least they have a valid shear. Just as a chatzimater. Avol hacha delo chishev bishuro. Lo, hey, you have 1,000 particles that add up to a kzayit. What kind of thing is that? He would never agree to that. Vatkan lo kamer rabbanon hasam ela delo chishev lebekuli mater. When did the rabbanon say that there's no pigle on a chatzimater? Avol hacha dechashe lebekuli mater. Here it's a mater shalem. Just what? It's in bits and pieces. Hachanami de pigle. He would still say it's pigle. Vadkan lo kamer Rebbe Hassam. When did Rebbe say it's kosher? Ela de lo hadam malya meosa avoda. Well, you didn't finish the avoda. Avo hacha de hadam malya meosa avoda. Hachanami de puzzle. Maybe he would agree it's puzzle. You finished the avoda. Ela mandamar pigle de viakol. If you hold it's pigle, it's pigle according to everybody. Mandamar puzzle de viakol. Mandam a kashal divyakol. Mandam a pigle divyakol. Hakol. Kasavar derech achila v'derech bekach v'derech hatar bekach. It's valid. It's a derech hatar bekach, derech achila bekach. It's tiny pieces, so what? It's considered normal, therefore it's pigle. Mandam a pasal divyakol. Kasavar ein derech achila bekach, ein derech hatar bekach. Vahavile kimincha shlo haktara. It's as if it was never brought. Umanda omar kasher divyakol. Kasavar derech hatar bekach. It's a normal way to do Akhtara, but it's not a normal way to do Akhila. Therefore what? Therefore it's Pasul. Okay? I'm sorry, therefore it's kosher. It's kosher. Derech Akhtara Bekach, Ve Derech Akhila Bekach. Therefore the Kazayas was Machtir, and therefore it's kosher. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
There's more to be said about this.